Welcome to Nerd News with Gregory Symington. Deadpool is coming out soon because if you weren't on the precipice of a comic overload before, Hollywood sure as hell wants you to be by the end of July. As is to be expected from the muck with the mouth, the series' marketing campaign is taking all sorts of bizarre turns, and the latest involves a music video with the canonically Canadian character played by actually Canadian Ryan Reynolds, shot with Canadian singer-songwriter Celine Dion. It's her first English single in 2 years, which makes this a weird point to begin a comeback, but really, when you think about it, it's probably the only way one follows up I'm Alive, her Stuart Little team-up, properly. Also, little known fact, you first have to smear way too much maple syrup on your toast or the video simply will not play. So, in an effort to remind everybody that wasn't already almost painfully aware, both Solo, A Star Wars Story and Avengers Infinity War are films that exist. Lucasfilm has congratulated the Avengers on veritably nuking their opening weekend record, specifically their record in America, but it's worth noting they also broke the record internationally and here in South Africa. Turns out that Infinity Gauntlet has a bizarre side effect that causes people to want to leave their house and do things, like seeing films, activities. That's just gross. Many years ago, before presumably agreeing to do a film in which he just screams a series of viral rant-style obscenities, Nicolas Cage was going to be Superman. This, as many people are now aware, did not come to pass, and we were instead graced with a film that was pretty bad, and I can imagine this displeased the actor, if only because not being in movies, especially legendarily bad ones, is something Nicolas Cage does not like doing. Well, by way of apology from Warner Brothers, he's finally getting his chance in the guise of the excellently titled Teen Titans Go! Exclamation mark to the movies, a film about Robin and friends based on a series that exists in any form, due only to the sheer willpower of DC themselves. This particular film is based on the kids' cartoon show of a similar name, and it seems to be billing itself as a PG Deadpool. It does have Will Arnett and Jimmy Kimmel co-starring, so they might not be wrong about that. That's been your Nerd News with Gregory Symington. Tune in next time as I once again do the impossible and attempt to juggle my attention between 3 separate comic book movies. And as always, international supervillain minus 12 billion or so, and local boy, Elon Musk.